The Key to LRN
Level 3 C2 By Supercourse
Test 8
Section 1 Listen to 10 short conversations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions.
One.
A friend's recommendation.
Jane, do you think you can give me an idea of what women like for their birthday?
It depends. Is this for Nicole, your girlfriend?
Yes, her birthday's tomorrow, so I need to get something today.
Well, she's a football fan, so she'll appreciate anything with her favourite team's logo on it.
Jane? Do you think you can give me an idea of what women like for their birthday?
It depends. Is this for Nicole, your girlfriend?
Yes, her birthday's tomorrow, so I need to get something today.
Well, she's a football fan, so she'll appreciate anything with her favourite team's logo on it.
2.
A train ticket.
I'd like a ticket on the next train to Bristol, please.
First or standard class?
Standard, please.
Certainly, sir. That will be £9. The next train leaves from Platform 7 at 5 o'clock.
I'd like a ticket on the next train to Bristol, please.
First or standard class?
Standard, please.
Certainly, sir. That will be £9. The next train leaves from Platform 7 at 5 o'clock.
3. The delivery truck.
Excuse me, do you know whose delivery truck that is outside?
No, but ask at the restaurant next door. What's the problem, by the way?
I scratched the paintwork while I was cycling past, and I'd like to inform the driver.
If he's not there, you could leave a note with your phone number on it under the windscreen wiper.
Thanks. I'll be back to borrow pen and paper if I don't find him, if that's okay.
No problem.
Excuse me, do you know whose delivery truck that is outside?
No, but ask at the restaurant next door. What's the problem, by the way?
I scratched the paintwork while I was cycling past, and I'd like to inform the driver.
If he's not there, you could leave a note with your phone number on it under the windscreen wiper.
Thanks. I'll be back to borrow pen and paper if I don't find him, if that's okay.
No problem.
4. An invitation.
Tina, I was wondering if you'd like to see the new science fiction film with me tomorrow.
Thanks for asking, Rob, but it's sold out this week.
I know, but I won 2 tickets on a radio show.
Count me in, then. I really appreciate your thinking of me, Rob. Hey, why don't we go to dinner afterwards?
Sounds good to me. I'll meet you at the cinema at 7. Or do you want me to pick you up?
No, I'll be waiting for you at the entrance.
Tina, I was wondering if you'd like to see the new science fiction film with me tomorrow.
Thanks for asking, Rob, but it's sold out this week.
I know, but I won 2 tickets on a radio show.
Count me in, then. I really appreciate your thinking of me, Rob. Hey, why don't we go to dinner afterwards?
Sounds good to me. I'll meet you at the cinema at 7. Or do you want me to pick you up?
No, I'll be waiting for you at the entrance.
5. Taking a photograph.
But all you have to do is press the red button.
Look, I'm not good with cameras. The pictures I take never come out well.
Come on, just press the button.
No, really. Why don't you ask my husband? He's good at this sort of thing, and I'll just stand over here in the meanwhile.
But all you have to do is press the red button.
Look, I'm not good with cameras. The pictures I take never come out well.
Come on, just press the button.
No, really. Why don't you ask my husband? He's good at this sort of thing, and I'll just stand over here in the meanwhile.
6. A late night.
I'm worn out. Thank goodness we have a dishwasher.
All these dishes won't fit in it, so I'll wash some of them by hand.
I'll load the dishwasher and then go to bed, okay? I'm worn out. Thank goodness we have a dishwasher.
All these dishes won't fit in it, so I'll wash some of them by hand.
I'll load the dishwasher and then go to bed, okay?
7. Classmates.
Rob, I've been meaning to talk to you about our term project. You left class before I could speak to you.
Sorry, but I've been helping my brother set up his new website. He knows very little about computers.
To be honest, Rob, you don't need that responsibility right now. After all, one more term and then we graduate. Rob, I've been meaning to talk to you about our term project. You left class before I could speak to you.
Sorry, but I've been helping my brother set up his new website. He knows very little about computers.
To be honest, Rob, you don't need that responsibility right now. After all, one more term and then we graduate.
8. ATM problems.
Excuse me, do you speak English?
Yes. What can I do for you?
I'm new at the university and I'm trying to use this ATM, but I can't find the instructions in English.
There you go. You shouldn't have any trouble now.
Oh, thank you. I must say, your English is excellent.
I worked in a hotel for a few years and I picked up the language talking to foreigners like you.
Excuse me, do you speak English?
Yes. What can I do for you?
I'm new at the university and I'm trying to use this ATM, but I can't find the instructions in English.
There you go. You shouldn't have any trouble now.
Oh, thank you. I must say, your English is excellent.
I worked in a hotel for a few years and I picked up the language talking to foreigners like you.
9. Going to a concert.
Why do you always drag me to these classical music concerts? You know I can't stand them.
It's good to develop an appreciation of the arts, Emma. Do you want to get something to eat? I'm starving.
It's too cold to go looking for a place to eat, Dan. Let's just have some coffee across the street. Why do you always drag me to these classical music concerts? You know I can't stand them.
It's good to develop an appreciation of the arts, Emma. Do you want to get something to eat? I'm starving.
It's too cold to go looking for a place to eat, Dan. Let's just have some coffee across the street.
10.
Old memories.
Should we throw this encyclopedia away?
Won't the children want it?
They use the internet these days, Dave. Let's put it in the garage with your other books, and we can sell them when we have a garage sale.
Okay. And what are all these old dolls doing in this box under the bed?
They're my Barbie dolls. We can't throw those away. They could be valuable one day, you know. Should we throw this encyclopedia away?
Won't the children want it?
They use the internet these days, Dave. Let's put it in the garage with your other books, and we can sell them when we have a garage sale.
Okay. And what are all these old dolls doing in this box under the bed?
They're my Barbie dolls. We can't throw those away. They could be valuable one day, you know.